Next item, please.
Item 157, authorize intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County Department of Community Justice in the amount of $375,000 to hire at-risk youth for outdoor maintenance and landscape services.
Mayor and colleagues, this item authorizes the continuation of a 25-year partnership between the Portland Water Bureau and the Multnomah County Department of Juvenile Justice Project Payback Program. The five-year $375,000 agreement is budgeted for $75,000 a year. If approved, it will run through fiscal year 2020-2021. This agreement is in the Bureau's financial forecast, and approval of this item will not have an impact on rates. This program provides an opportunity for at-risk youth to do seasonal work for the Water Bureau and develop good work skills while learning work habits while learning professional skills. Crews help with basic maintenance of Bureau sites and facilities and work on landscape and site restoration work at the conclusion of capital projects. Here to tell us more is Tom Klutz, and he's joined by Director Mike Stewart. Gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm joined by Tom, our property manager. Commissioner Fish gave an excellent briefing. Do you have any questions?
I have a question for you. Is the connector that BES identified in that chart the same of what we call a pigtail? Does our pigtail stay on the other side of the private property line?
Our pigtail would be on our side.
Okay, so it's not.
But generally speaking, it serves the purpose of their lateral is two parts for us, a service line to the house from the meter to the house and a pigtail from the meter to the main line.
Very good. Thank you. I have a comment. I don't have a question. This is very much appropriate to the conversation we had yesterday at the joint meeting with Multnomah County. I realize this is reaching into the juvenile justice work, and I'm obviously very, very strongly supportive of this type of effort. It was also mentioned during our meeting yesterday talking about housing issues that we have a number of organizations here like New Avenues for Youth, Outside In, Janus, and others that work with homeless youth, and they have their own set of job training programs. And we had quite a interesting conversation about their results. I think they had something like 180 people participate in their program, 40 actually found employment. And it just occurred to me as I was reading the tee up to this and Commissioner Fish's comments that this is sort of center of target in some of those opportunities. If you're ever looking for a broadening of those opportunities, it might be interesting to go beyond the juvenile justice program and start looking at the homeless youth continuum as maybe another potential source.
And we've been working with the county on this for 30 years, I think.
Great.
And we also have a similar program through the Community Justice Organization for adults.
Excellent.
Question, Mike. So the benefit to the young person is develop good work habits, learn some professional skills, potentially get a reference for a later date. Do we know whether any of these young people who have participated while incarcerated have subsequently sought employment with the city in some capacity?
I don't know. Maybe Tom knows.
Not to my knowledge.
We could certainly ask them.
Well, following
ask
up on the mayor's out. Comments, I'd be interested in knowing if, because, I mean, in a perfect world, a young person that does this gets the attention of a supervisor, does his or her time, and is released. It'd be nice to know that there might be an entry-level position down the road in the city where that person could build on the skills they develop while doing their service.
Well, I can tell you this for sure. They work hard.
Thank you both.
Yeah. Thank you. Any further questions? Is there any public testimony on this item? Good afternoon.
I'm Cedric J. Wilkes. I'm a former juvenile delinquent, kind of. This is an important program. I dropped out of Madison High School, and I ended up mowing lawns and doing landscaping jobs and things like that. And then after washing dishes and stuff, I worked at a restaurant and found out that without a high school diploma, this is what you're going to be doing. And so I think it's quite instructive to have at-risk youth do these kind of jobs and realize that's maybe the kind of jobs you'll be doing if you don't go to school. And the interesting thing is, I might not have dropped out of high school. As a juvenile delinquent, I actually climbed on a school roof, and the police thought I was stealing something, but I managed to evade three police cars. So those are the kind of skills you might want to have if you join the Army. But I'll just say I kind of wish I had got caught, and maybe I would have finished high school knowing what kind of jobs you can get if you don't go to school. And then, too, when I took my GED test, I found out you should study the book and sit down like all the students did in high school.
Great. Thank you for that. There being no further public testimony, Carla, could you please call the roll?
This is an emergency. We need four people.
Oh, jeez. Dan is joining us at 3. Why don't we take a recess now? We have a time certain item that doesn't start till 3, so we'll hold this in suspense and recess for about, looks like, 7 minutes.
Carla, and I have an excused absence at 3. You don't need, for the afternoon work, we don't need more than 3. Is that correct?
Correct. Those are non-emergency ordinances.
Okay, so I'll come back at 3 for the emergency vote.
Great. Thanks, Commissioner. All right, good. We're adjourned until 3 o'clock, according to the large novelty clock. Was interesting.